Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Play-by-play call of the day. We go to Safeco Field, where last night the Yankees beat Seattle 5-1. Big reason why, Jacoby Ellsbury.
Torres, with great speed, leads off second. And the pitch swung on and driven in the air to deep right field. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Well, that's the way to move him over, too. Ellsbury's a drive into the right field seats. Everything's Jake with Jacoby. He hits a two-run home run, and the Yankees take a 3-1 lead.
Okay, John Sterling with the call on WFAN. John has always had colorful home run calls for each player. That's one of them.
The official voice of the Hallmark Channel Kitten Bowl on Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Been doing that the last couple of years. There was actually an Olympic version of, I think they had a mix of like dogs and cats or something that was on Hallmark Channel a couple weeks ago. It was the same night as the opening ceremonies at the Rio Games. Interesting. It's fun. Guess they figure the guys will watch sports and the girls will watch the pets.
Yeah, okay.
I'll admit, I've got the Kitten Bowl in my DVR, and we'll if one of our cats gets in a little bit of trouble and we want to divert his attention to something else, we'll pop it on our screen and keeps him occupied even for only 5 minutes, but
no offense, I feel like I'm missing nothing. I just don't feel like I'm missing anything. All right. We mentioned the first talk show of the season coming up, and it'll be Shar Marek Curtis on Field Hockey, and yes, James Franklin will be on the show tomorrow night. We'll be at Letterman's again here in State College. And we'll talk about the team, where they are. And, of course, he'll be back on the show next week as well. So he's on the show every week until right after the Michigan State game. Then it'll be Patrick Chambers. I think both coaches are going to have a lot of interesting things to talk about this year. And, of course, we always have a coach from other teams on, and we do that in the opening segment, and I think that'll be always interesting because obviously Penn State is a great tradition, and you saw that in the Olympics with the 8 medals being earned. In fact, Sandy Barber's going to have a press conference tomorrow to talk about how well things did with at the Olympic Games, and they're going to have the fencing coach Wes Glahn, the men's volleyball coach Mark Pavlik, and Shane Ryan, who swam for Ireland, is going to be talking as well. So I mean, that'll be interesting.
Yeah, maybe at a football game or two down the road during one of the timeouts, they'll have them on the field for a little recognition. That'd be terrific.
I'm sure they will.
Yeah,
I'm sure they will. But I don't think there's any doubt they're going to. This is an interesting 2016 is an interesting year. So it's also the 30th anniversary of the 86 national championship team. So you look at that. It's the 50th anniversary of Joe's first game. That'll be September 17th. I mean, there's a lot of things going on. How much they're going to do with any of this, I don't know because I did not ask. Which is a very fair, honest answer. I don't know because I didn't ask. been a little busy with a couple of other things. So, hey, what are you guys doing with this? Like, okay. I'm sure at some point somebody will send me a list. The next stop on the speaking trail is Friday night. I'm in Harrisburg Friday night. And then Monday is Pittsburgh. I only have one other speaking engagement for the rest of the year. And that is in Michigan. I'm doing that one the night before the game. Not there.
And the weekly quarterback club, that doesn't count. That's part of the deal.
Nah, weekly quarterback club doesn't count. No, I got to do that Wednesday. And that will start next Wednesday as well. It's that time of the year. And there's high school football games coming up. We're going to have our high school football previews coming up tomorrow. Let's give you a line on some guests here that we're going to have for you. Friday, Erica Dombach, head coach of the women's soccer team in Penn State, the defending national champions. We're going to have her on Friday. Jordan Rodrigue, Center Daily Times. Covers Penn State football on Monday. Jack Ham Monday. Otto Bolden next Wednesday from NBC after the great job he did on track and field. Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report. That's what we have. I think that's what we have in the hopper right now for the next week. Not bad. Not bad at all. We've had so many guests. I mean, we've been running one after another out there. I mean, on a wide variety of topics. We've talked everything about from the Little League World Series to Major League Baseball announcers to, for various teams, we've had on Fransky, Scott Fransky, great, you know, because we're carrying the Phillies. We've had on Greg Brown. We've had on Tim Nevert from the Red Sox. We've had Tom Hamilton on from the Indians. We've really kind of run the gambit here.
Yeah, speaking of Little League World Series, two games to watch tonight. Winners bracket games. You got South Korea and Panama. That's at 5. They'll play that at Volunteer. And then New York will play Kentucky. That's 7:30 tonight at Lomity. So the winners of those two teams, yeah, they will move on to the Saturday International Championship and United States Championship game. So New York is the team that got knocked out last year by Redland. They went on to go to runner-up level. They were in the World Championship game last year. Took second place over, Japan beat them last year. And
U.S. champions.
Yep, our national champions. And New York was the team that eliminated the Clinton County boys in the Mid-Atlantic final a couple weeks ago. So New York's on a good tear right now.
They are. Right now at the Little League World Series, Iowa leads Tennessee 3-1, bottom of the third. Mexico defeated Australia 10-0. In the majors, Yankees lead Seattle 2-0, bottom of the second. Oakland leads Cleveland 3-0, bottom of the second. Cubs, first team to 80 wins, lead San Diego 3-1, bottom of the second. Houston beat the Pirates 5-4, take 2 out of 3 from the Bucks. What a great homestand that was for the Pirates. They went 1-5. Yeah, we're right back in. No, we're not. That's as poor a showing on a homestand in the clutch as you're ever going to see. I mean, really. They came off, I think, a really good West Coast trip. Really good. Came home, you're feeling pretty good about it, and you've got one team that you're head-to-head with in the race for the wild card, and they sweep you, and then the Astros come in from the American League, and they take 2 out of 3 from you. The Pirates are playing nothing but 500 baseball right now. They are 2 games over .500. They are 16.5 games back, so the division is done. But the problem they're having now is they're falling way behind for the first time in a while in the wild card standings. And again, when I say way behind, it's not just how many games back you are of the second spot. The Pirates are actually closer to the Mets, who are behind them, than they are to the Marlins, who were in front of them. And the Marlins aren't the second wild card team. The Cardinals are. I mean, that's the issue. I mean, the Mets are only a half game back of the Pirates. Right now, the Giants are the number one wild card. The Cardinals are the number two wild card. The Marlins are a game and a half back of the Cardinals in the race for the second wild card. The Pirates are three games back now. The Orioles right now have a two-game lead on Seattle, and they're three up on Detroit for the second wild card. That doesn't mean you can't get hot, but the problem you have is when you have if you had one team in front of you, and it was you locked in on the Cardinals to get there, that'd be one thing. But now they've got a scoreboard watch with the Mets. They've got a scoreboard watch with the Marlins, and they're not getting anything right now. I mean, you finally come home. You got yourself a homestand. I'm feeling great. They're 1-5. 1-5. And your ace is now 7-9 on the year and gave you five scintillating innings again. You want to know what the modern definition of an ace is these days? You got to win games, so that's an obvious one. Have a decent ERA, that's obvious. But you got to eat innings today. If you want to be an ace, you got to eat innings. John Lester eats innings. When Clayton Kershaw's healthy, he eats innings. Adam Wainwright eats innings. Madison Bumgarner eats innings. David Price eats innings. Remember the stat I gave you yesterday on Price? Price has now won his last three starts, so now he's 12-8. Okay, so that's getting better. But he's pitched 8 innings or better in 10 starts this year. Okay? That's an ace. Cole goes out 7-9, gave him 5 innings. Just the day he just didn't pitch that great. Gave him 7 hits, 5 runs all earned. Their bullpen was fine. Nothing wrong with the Pirate bullpen. They all did well today. In fact, the Pirate bullpen did not give up a hit. So, they are in a bit of trouble right now.
How many teams would you say the top of your head go with the mentality, well, yeah, it'd be great to have an ace, but if we just go with the plan of having a guy going 6 solid, keep his pitch count under 100, and then we have our 7, 8, 9 guys.
You got to have one guy. Preferably two.
Oh, to spell the pen, absolutely.
You just can't keep going out to the well every day and saying, our bullpen will bail us out. Your bullpen's not going to bail you out every single day, and guess what? You get to September, you're shocked at the fact that that they're tired. And I'm sorry, it's just not the way the game is. That's what was great with the Phillies. When the Phillies were rolling, Hamels, Halliday, Cliff Lee, what a luxury. In those years from 7 through especially 11, maybe into 12, Phillies had all those guys. And they ate innings, and the Phillies won. I know the Cubs signed Lester to a $155 million deal. Now, most teams weren't going to do that. But what does Lester do? Lester eats innings and wins games. And not only that, he and Madison Bumgarner are the two best big game pitchers in this decade. You know, Arrieta does the same thing.
Where would the Giants be now without Bumgarner, especially with this slide that they've been dealing with since the break?
But last night the Dodgers got him. I was listening to Vin Scully last night. And, I mean, the Dodgers climbed all over Bumgarner last night. And where would they be without him? They wouldn't be the wild card leader. That is the one plus the Pirates have. The Giants have done nothing since the break except turn in a series of mediocre weeks. Now, that's a plus for the Pirates. The fact that, you know, they're only 3.5 back of the second wild card right now. Or three back in the second wild card. Okay, the plus is the teams in front of them haven't run off a 6 or 7 game winning streak and opened up some daylight. They haven't done that. The ACC commissioner, John Swofford, hasn't done a lot of talking about the North Carolina bill, which I mentioned earlier has already changed. You know, it's even affected Penn State's basketball schedule because of that bill. It's affected the All-Star game. There's a lot of things it's affected. We'll talk about that in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC Way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC Way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC Way. The SMC Way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Suit driving at Pocono earlier this week. All right. ACC Commissioner John Swofford declined to take a public stand on North Carolina's HB2 bill when asked about it this week. The North Carolina law limits protections for LGBT individuals, and people want it to be changed. Right now, the NBA commissioner, Adam Silver, first threatened to move the 2017 NBA All-Star game from Charlotte, and then did. He moved it to, I think they're going to New Orleans on that. And Bruce Springsteen, Pearl Jam, Ringo Starr have all canceled concerts in North Carolina because of HB2. And they say right now, North Carolina is going to lose an excess of $100 million. So now, and remember, in the ACC, you have North Carolina, NC State, Wake Forest, and Duke. And because of HB2, for example, Duke was supposed to open the season with Albany. And Penn State was supposed to open the season with Marist as part of the Hall of Fame Classic. And because Albany is a state school and Marist is a private school, even though they're both from New York, Governor Cuomo in New York has said no travel, state-related travel, to North Carolina. Well, since Albany is a state-supported school, they fall into that category, and they were not going to be allowed to go to Duke and play at Cameron Indoor to open the season. So, since Penn State was playing Marist, they flipped them. Penn State's going to open with Albany instead, and Marist is going to open at Duke. Now, Marist, even though they're a New York-based school out of Poughkeepsie, can because they're a private school. So that edict does not fall to them. The NCAA is considering moving championship events from North Carolina. And they did send out a questionnaire to coaches. And 56% of college basketball coaches polled this month told CBS Sports they want the NCAA to refuse to host NCAA tournament games in North Carolina until HB2 is amended or eradicated. And Charlotte and Greensboro have been two primary NCAA basketball tournament sites. Raleigh's been used on occasion, but usually it's either Greensboro or Charlotte. And it's been interesting to see. I mean, you know, I mean, sports brings with it a lot of money. That All-Star game, as much as we may sit there and, you know, talk about they don't play any defense, I don't really watch it too much, it's a huge moneymaker for the city that has it. And when they talk about the $100 million North Carolina's going to lose, they'll lose some from Bruce Springsteen, they'll lose some from Ringo Starr, they'll lose some from Pearl Jam, but the vast majority of that $100 million is going to be lost by not having the NBA All-Star game. So, it's interesting, sports getting involved in politics. And saying that, hey, look, we have a lot of money. We don't have to spend, we can spend our money wherever we want. That's what they're going to do.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Great to have you with us, final half hour. Erica Dombach is going to join us on the show Friday, the women's soccer coach of the defending national champions. Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report. Monday, Jack Ham, Jordan Rodrigue from the Center Daily Times. Next week, Otto Bolton from NBC Sports is going to join us. And, yeah, a lot going on. We have our high school football announcers tomorrow. Season starts. How about that? We're here.
Yep, we'll have four of our five Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation stations rolling out week one Friday night. Shikellamy, Milton, Seawins Grove, and of course Lewisburg. We'll introduce you to Greg Wetzel, will be our Lewisburg Green Dragons play-by-play announcer on the Valley Friday night. Lewisburg at Hughesville. Greg will join us during our high school football segment tomorrow afternoon at 3:35.
What about that great new Shikellamy guy we have?
Yeah. I was just texting. Mike Ferlazzo and I just texting back and forth. And
Mike, we'll welcome. Great. Yep. Can't wait to listen.
I can't wait either. Can't wait either. So he's got ties to Montoursville in the past. So let's see if they give him the old blue, in the old blue carpet, give him the old blue carpet treatment as he hops off 180 to get to Warrior Stadium on Friday night.
I know. It's great to have Mike on board. The suit is taking a season off, which I believe was the exact same verbiage used by Wally Pipp. So he can watch his son play. And he's just trying to be a supportive dad. He doesn't want to miss his son's senior season. And it's funny, Lou Gehrig encouraged Wally Pipp to, yeah, you should see your son play Little League. Yeah. Same scenario. Same scenario.
Well, Mike Ferlazzo does great things during the week with Children's Miracle Network out of Geisinger.
Yes,
so see
he
we can get,
does.
So we'll get him... We can catch him in between meetings tomorrow afternoon. Have him join us too. So
that's great.
Yep, he just
that's
said
great.
By the end of the, he said by the end of the night tonight, I'm going to be prepped and ready to go for Friday nights. So we can't.
He was
can't.
Ready when I saw him Monday. For goodness sakes. Meanwhile, I felt badly for the suit because the suit was writing it open. I'm like, no, what are you doing?
Force a habit.
I go, well, what are you doing? All right, sports bozo of the day. Uh, I know Colin McGregor finally won, but I'm still going with MMA, UFC. How can this starless show go on the way it does? UFC 205 is coming up November 12th in New York City. And guess what? Ronda Rousey's not going to fight. In fact, I don't think she's ever going to fight again. You know that? You're not over it by now. You're not over it.
I heard Dana White get interviewed not too long ago, and he seemed like he was just kind of dancing away from the question, or just he has no clue when she's coming back.
UFC 206 is December 20th in Toronto. 207 is set for December 30th at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. She's going to movies. Just do movies. It's fine. Maybe they can make her like the female Bond. I mean, it's something. I've never seen more hype over something I consider nothing than that. I know some people think it's the hot new sport and the whole thing. I think it's a fad, and I think we're watching it die before our eyes, and I think ESPN has made a mistake jumping on board with it.
Conor McGregor last weekend had the rematch with Nate Diaz. McGregor did win, but got injured in the process, and he's going to be out at least 6 months minimum.
They try to develop stars. Every star they have either gets hurt or loses. Well, I'm sorry, the stars I'm used to watching win. Ali won. Frazier won. Leonard won. Hearns won. Hagler won. Every time they run one of these guys out, they either lose or they get hurt. Okay, great. Wow. How can you build a brand on that? And they sold this for $4 billion? If I had $4 billion, I'd buy an NFL team for $1 billion. It wouldn't even be a thought process on my part. I'd buy a team, any team. I'd do what Terry Pegula did. I'd take my money, figure out a way to get involved, and buy a team. I would never buy this. There's no way who bought the UFC for $4 billion? It was $4 billion, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, 10 years from now, it's not going to be there. Well, it'll be there, but it'll be obscure. Whoever got the advice to do that, I don't think has a handle on where sports is going. I'd buy a team in a heartbeat. If I had $4 billion, first of all, I'd give Sean $100,000.
That's very nice of you.
Yeah, because it sounds big, but out of $4 billion, it's just a drop.
It's actually a group of entities that bought UFC for $4 billion. Talent agency WMEIMG, partnering with owner Silver Lake Partners, Kohlberg, Kravis, Roberts, and MSD Capital, an investment firm of Michael Dell, to take over the company. And Dana White will still be with the company running the day-to-day operations as UFC president.
See, but I do like what John Henry or Terry Pegula have done. John Henry bought the Red Sox. He bought Liverpool in soccer. You got Fenway Park. I mean, God, that's what I'd do with my money if I was going into sports. I wouldn't do that.
It's funny, a couple of years ago when we first got our whiff, really huge whiff of Premier League action, you see all these billboards with Dunkin' Donuts and Liverpool, and think, what's the connection with that? It's like, well, you know, it's a Massachusetts-based company, and they didn't make the connection. Oh, John Henry, yes, now it all makes sense.
Right, exactly, and that's what it is. But that's what I'd do. I don't care who it was. I'd buy the Padres. I'd buy the Chargers. I'd buy an NHL team, buy an NBA, something. Do what Steve Ballmer did, the way he bought the Clippers.
I'm glad you brought his name up, because I'm thinking before he bought the Clippers, and he bought him for $2 billion, correct?
Yes.
I'm kind of wondering, before or after that point where he bought the Clippers for $2 billion, let's say an NFL team would be up for sale now. Just because of him purchasing that team for $2 billion, how high up would that price for that that NFL team would go up? I mean, it's very high. I know it's very hypothetical, right. And I doubt any team is going up for sale in the not-too-distant future. Well, maybe San Diego, but man, who knows.
But Ballmer did attempt to get the Sacramento Kings to go to Seattle. He was in that group with Hansen that tried to get the Sacramento Kings to go to Seattle. And Mayor Kevin Johnson was able to work out a deal to keep the Kings in Sacramento. So then when Sterling had his problems, he swooped in. And look, he wanted to, first of all, it's Los Angeles. It has a lot going for it. It's a successful franchise right now. And he has all this money to play with. I mean, you know, $2 billion to these guys is like you and me going over and buying a computer. Hey, that's a big purchase, okay? To make sure you get it right. These guys, I mean, that's on a relative scale what they think of it. But, I mean, look what Terry Pegula's done. Terry Pegula was able to sell the land and the rights. I think he did it in two separate sales. And one was like for a little bit more than $4 billion, and another was for another billion. So I think he got over $5 billion. And Terry, if you're listening, which I know he does sometimes, if I'm wrong on the numbers, I apologize. But look what he did with the money. He gave $102 million to Penn State to build the arena and to endow the hockey program. He bought the Buffalo Sabres. He then, in turn, bought the Rochester Americans. He then bought the Buffalo Bills. He's built now an entire hotel complex and shopping complex around the hockey arena that the Shaner Hotel Group here in State College is, they're building the hotel part. They're involved in the hotel part of it. I'm sorry, but to me, that's a marvelous playground, isn't it? I mean, that's taking your money into me. You buy the Bills, you buy the Sabres. You're doing just fine.
That's a sweet portfolio, thank you very much.
I mean, that's terrific. To me, that's in sports, that's where I'd put it. He bought himself a hockey team. He bought himself an NFL team. He bought himself a minor league team. So,
what was one of the first things that James Franklin said on that Saturday night press conference? I'd do a backspring out of bed. There was another guy that take a backspring out of bed in the morning. It would be Mr. Pegula.
Right. Exactly. So, that's the really amazing, the whole thing. Terry's a fun guy to talk to. I really like talking with Terry. I always do. Smart guy, on top of it. And Jack the other day, Jack Hams, he's talking to me the other day, and I mentioned I had to do baseball that last night. I said, look, I said, I'm going to get over to practice at some point. I'll see you there. He said, but I still have a game to do. He goes, and he says to me, he says, what do you do with all your money? And I said to him, I said, I invest in coal. Coal and natural gas. And for those who don't get the joke, okay, Jack brokers coal and natural gas. That's his He couldn't stop laughing for 5 minutes. He says, you kill me.
See, now Sunday, if you were paired up with Mike Wagner instead of Jack, that would have been a good one if he's got an easy 6-foot putt for Bird.
Good news. I just invested in coal and natural gas futures. Hey, good luck in your putt. It's four footer with a little bit of break, babe. Now I got to be nice. And Jack, Jack, I'm telling you, it breaks 3 inches to the right.
No, now you say, Mr. Wagner, what are you investing these days?
Hey, Mike.
How's your portfolio look?
How's your portfolio doing? Yeah, Jack and I know Pagula.
It all falls back to what Jack. We got to beat these guys. It all fall. It's all part of the plan.
So he calls me up and he says, "Hey, I got to talk to you." What? He says, "We cannot lose to these people." Still the competitor to this day.
We need a fifth wheel with you guys on Sunday so I can watch the 18 live on my iPhone.
Oh my goodness.
Can't wait to hear about this next week.
Well, no, if I can get off the tee, I'm going to be fine. When I have played my best rounds this year, it's when I've been able to get off the tee. Because I got off the tee, I can do whatever I want with irons. Just got to find some level of consistency and get the darn thing in the fairway. Once I do that, I mean, when I shot 79, I hit 12 out of 14 fairways. When I shot 78, I hit 10 out of 14 fairways. When I was at Cape Cod, I shot 81 at Bass River, and I hit 11 out of 14 fairways. Because remember, there are four par threes. If I do that, it changes everything. Those days where you're grinding to a halt, you're like, oh, God, how do I get out of this? How do I do this?
Not an option on Sunday.
How creative do I have to be here? Oh, how did I put myself in this spot? Well, remember, in the Jack Nicklaus Golf My Way series, there's the memorable line. You have 14 clubs in the bag and one swing. We'll come back. When I go to Mass on Saturday, I'm considering praying for a good swing on Sunday. Because now the pressure has been ratcheted up. Because the first pregame show before the Kent State game, and the whole thing may be about how I botched up the golf game. All right, we'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The great golfer Lee Trevino. About as colorful a guy as you'd ever want to talk to in your lifetime, and he is. Won 6 majors in his career. The only major he didn't win was the Masters. He said, look, Augusta National just didn't fit what I was doing. And Jack Nicklaus disagreed with him on that. But they asked him about pressure. He said, you know, the pressure of winning a major. He said, the pressure of winning a major? He says, there's no pressure in winning a major. They said, well, then where do you feel pressure? He says, oh, in golf? He says, that's easy. He says, pressure in golf is playing a $50 Nassau with only $10 in your pocket. He says, that's pressure. yeah. A lot of talk that Christian Hackenberg, by the way, may be placed on the injured reserve list. There's been some talk the Jets might carry 4 quarterbacks this year. And that's not the easiest thing to do on a 53-man roster. And, you know, Bryce Petty's played a little bit better. Fitzpatrick's, of course, Fitzpatrick, and Geno Smith is Geno Smith. But after they play Philadelphia this week, there's a lot of speculation that Christian Hackenberg is going to end up on injured reserve. He was not going to play this year. And I said that the day he was drafted. How many times have I mentioned on the show that Fitzpatrick's signing was really important to Hackenberg's development, because there is, because Christian's not ready to play in the NFL this year. This is not. He definitely needed to not play, and that looks like it's going to be a potential Jets solution is to put him on injured reserve. Which, of course, since it's done in the preseason, knocks him out for the year. Pass that along as a side note. He's done okay there. I mean, he's still is working through accuracy issues.
So then they would really be forced to keep Geno Smith on the team then, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're forced to keep him on the team. They're going to keep him on the team anyway. He's, you know, at least he's been there. That's fine. Also, it helps them. What's helped them make the decision a little easier is Bryce Petty's actually performed a little bit better than he did last year. Slice of news there.
Yeah, that's definitely big, because just what you've told us, what he was trying to grasp from leaving Baylor to a pro-style offense, he was really having trouble out at the shoot.
Oh, he walked out last year. He walked out of practice last year. He said, I can't handle this. I can't do it. Well, obviously, you know, that's what the offseason's for. It gives you more of an opportunity to kind of think your way through. Who's the mic? Who's up? Who's down? What's the coverage? How do I change a protection? Things like that. Those are all things that at that level pre-snap you have to learn. As time goes, I think it's going to become harder and harder for the NFL to identify quarterbacks that are playing in spread systems in college as to which ones translate to the next level and which ones don't. And that's where the big money is going to be made by general managers in the NFL and by scouts, to accurately predict which spread quarterbacks can play, quote, their game. Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors.
We are your home for the Philadelphia Phillies. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.